Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's topic, lumber prices below pandemic levels, true or false? All right, guys, it's time to talk lumber. Good news is, as we sit here in October of 2022, lumber prices have been falling a good part of the year and definitely coming down. That is definitely a very positive sign and good for building because obviously the prices we've seen on lumber over the past year and a half, 2 years have been not good to say the least. So it's good to see that we are seeing positive movement on lumber prices. However, just the other day, the Wall Street Journal reported that lumber prices are below pre-pandemic levels. And I thought, that doesn't sound right to me. That doesn't seem right. Even Yahoo News then came out with a similar article stating lumber below pre-pandemic levels. Okay, well, let's take a look at it and see if that's actually the case because I'm not so sure about that. And here's the data. This is actual costs of materials because guess what? I buy the material regularly and I know what I've paid for it and when. So let's see if this is true or not. And there's only four lumber suppliers in my market. So there's only four different places you can get lumber. So it's not like, you know, we're taking out the home stores and stuff like this. We're buying from larger, you know, lumber yards. So these guys do a lot of volume here. So the pricing should be pretty close. And I buy a lot of lumber. So I get probably as low a price as just about anybody in the market. All right. Fall of 2020. This is around October of 2020. A typical 2x4 sold for $3.71. As of today, September 22nd was the report I got, but they sent it out later this week. So basically, it's an October report. A 2x4 stud sold for $6.53. That is not below pre-pandemic levels, not by a long shot. In fact, it's $2.82 more than the pandemic pre-pandemic levels, 76% higher. So that definitely is not true. Okay, let's look at OSB. A 4x8 sheet of 7/16 OSB in October of 2020 sold for $19.06. As of the end of September, first week of October, it sold for $17.32. So that actually was lower. There was about a 10% savings on OSB. So that part is true. Lumber, the OSB is actually below the pre-pandemic level by about 10%. Okay, so what does this mean? Well, we'll look at this on a whole house level in just a minute, but I want to kind of share with you in context just some of the craziness in the pricing this year. So we talked about pre-pandemic pricing. We talked about today's rate. So again, today's rate is of October of 2022, $6.53 for a 2x4 stud and $17.32 for a sheet of 4x8 OSB. Let's look at earlier in the year just to kind of compare. In February, which was pretty bad for pricing, a 2x4 went for over $13.24 for one 2x4. That was, I bought some lumber for that home and it was painful. And your 4x8 OSB was selling for about $48.40 per sheet. So that was also pretty painful. That was February. In March, the OSB even got worse. It actually got up to $53 a sheet. Now the 2x4 started to drop a little bit, went down to $11.88. So some went up, some went down. As of June this year, we were at $9.54 for a 2x4. So still quite a bit higher, but it had seen some positive movement. and the OSB had dropped more significantly. It was down to $33. So again, as of today, we're at about $6.50 and $17.30, respectively, for the studs and the OSB, but not nearly the pre-pandemic levels when you total this up. So let's take a look at an entire home. So I took a 1,900 square foot home. I've built several of this particular model. It's called our Inspire model. And I looked at how much OSB we put into that particular home. And we use about 175 sheets of OSB on that particular home to build it. Now, keep in mind with lumber prices I'm talking about, I'm only talking about two materials here. I'm talking about OSB and I'm talking about 2x4s. I'm not talking about I-joists. I'm not talking about anything else. So this is only, you know, maybe 25% to 30% of the overall lumber bill on a home. We don't have trusses in there, the joists, all those kind of things. So, but these are the easiest to track commodities on a home, and will give us at least a good litmus test for overall pricing. So again, this typical 1,900 square foot ranch, it's 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 175 sheets of OSB is what that house took, and 1,001 studs went into that home. Now, I didn't break down, just telling you right up front, I did not break down the cost difference between 2x6s and 2x4s, and this is kind of rudimentary, but I think this gets you a pretty good idea of where we're going to be at here. I use the 2x4 pricing throughout the home. The 2x6s, in some cases, are slightly more, so it could actually make these numbers even more pronounced, but I think you get the idea. This is a pretty good example and shows some interesting numbers. So 175 sheets of OSB, 1,100 studs going into this home. Just using the difference between the pre-pandemic and the current numbers, I can show you that that article is not true. So again, if you multiply out the 1,100 studs times the 371 price, you're looking at about $4,085 for the studs of this 1,900 square foot home in October of 2020. And then the 175 sheets of OSB times the 1906 was $3,335, giving you a grand total of $7,420 for studs and sheeting pre-pandemic. So remember that number, $7,420 pre-pandemic. Now, today's price, October 1st, 2022, 1,101 studs times $6.53 was $7,189.53. This is all pre-tax, by the way. And your 175 studs at $17.32 gives you about $3,031 for a grand total of $10,220. That is definitely higher. The current price is still way higher than the pre-pandemic price by $2,800. Or if you like your math, you like your percentages, 37% higher today than pre-pandemic. So I'm sorry to say that the Yahoo News and the Wall Street Journal are going to get a false on that. Now, maybe they're comparing futures. Futures are great, but that's not what actually people are paying. What people are actually paying is what I laid out right now. Now, if we look at the futures, the futures as of today are at 430 per thousand. I did find some data pre-pandemic around that October time, and they had 495 for the futures. So maybe if they changed their article to say lumber futures are at pre-pandemic levels, that would be a more accurate statement. But they said lumber prices, and that is definitely inaccurate. Now, you might say that's nitpicking. I don't think so. The problem with that is it's not accurate for customers, because here's why this happens. That's the question next, is why is the numbers the way they are? Well, think about this. I mean, lumber yards don't buy all their lumber on a future price. They have to buy it at what they can get. And lumber yards are not going to simply drop their price every single time the futures go down. They have to base their pricing on what they paid for it. And so they have a lot of lumber sitting in their yard that was probably bought at the, you know, 2x4 at maybe a $10 stud price, $11 stud price. So they have to mix and average out their inventory costs. So, you know, just simple math, right? I mean, if you have 1,000 sticks of lumber at $10 and then you have 1,000 sticks of lumber at $5, you know, you're probably at $7.50 or something you would be at $7.50 if you averaged it out. So that's what's happening is you still have older inventory at higher prices, and, you know, the lumber yards and things aren't going to take a loss on that. And of course, lumber futures, you know, you could look at that number today and you could look at it by the end of next week and it could be completely different. And so, you know, obviously there's danger in using a low point or a particular day, because that's not really accurate. You might be able to buy something at that lowest point for a short period of time. And then, you know, things happen. And just like this week with what's going on, you know, we had the interest rate increase midweek. So the futures price went way down because interest rates went way up. But then all of a sudden, a huge spike in demand is hitting because we just had a hurricane in Florida. And so I bet you if you look at the lumber futures, even early into next week, they're probably going to be higher than the number that they showed here at this week. This was probably the bottom out point on Wednesday of this week when the news came out from the Fed. So take that with a grain of salt. But again, Yahoo News, Wall Street Journal, probably need to correct their headlines a little bit. Lumber futures may be down, but lumber prices are still up from pre-pandemic levels. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. I have the data. I have the facts to show it and prove it. And unfortunately, that's what happens. You can't always believe everything you read in the media. I'm sure they didn't have any nefarious intentions, but they definitely goofed up the headline. They definitely do not have the right data in place here. You certainly are going to get a better deal if you come and buy a house right now than you have at any point this year, no doubt. I'm not arguing that one bit, but do have an issue with that headline. So that's why we do this. This is why we put this podcast out for you guys, not only in the industry, but you as consumers, so you guys can hear the real stuff on the street. And in this case, it's kind of interesting. And I hope this helps you guys out and learn where you get your information from, and make sure you double check your sources.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.